AI-narrated audio generated from ShareMaestro market research. Full article. Best Buy's 27.6% quarter puts the stock back at the top of its yearly range. The electronics retailer closed just 0.4% below its 52-week high, but the latest advance came on below-average volume and sits well above both trend and fair value levels. Research brief. Best Buy ended the week of 10 July at $82.80, up 6.2% for the week and 27.6% over 12 weeks. The trend signal remains active for a third week, with positive market dynamics and relative strength. Yet participation is not emphatic at 0.9x average volume, and the setup carries negative next week expectancy. Key points. BBY gained 6.2% on the week, outpacing a U.S. consumer cyclical group that averaged negative 0.3%, and a U.S. specialty retail group at negative 0.5%.
The close sits at 98.8% of the 52-week range and only 0.4% below the $83.14 high, leaving little room before a potential high-water test. 3. Price is 24.5% above the weekly trend line at $66.49 and 17.4% above ShareMaestro fair value at $70.52, showing strong demand but a wider valuation gap. 4. Volume was 17.3 million shares below the 19.7 million 13-week average, so the latest 6.2% move lacks heavy participation confirmation. Weekly move returns Best Buy to the range ceiling. Best Buy closed the latest completed week at $82.80, a 6.2% gain that left the stock almost on top of its 52-week high of $83.14. The move adds to a 6.8% 4-week advance and a much stronger 27.6% 12-week run, placing the stock at 98.8% of its 1-year range after a recovery from the $54.40 low. The weekly trend signal is active and has now been active for 3 consecutive weeks. Price is also well above the $66.49 trend line, giving the current regime a sizable 24.5% cushion. That same distance is part of the risk profile. The stock is no longer early in the move, and the 17.4% premium to ShareMaestro fair value suggests expectations have moved ahead of the model, rather than merely closing a discount. Specialty retail context is supportive, but breadth is still selective. The sector backdrop makes BBY's week stand out. U.S. consumer cyclical stocks in the comparison set averaged a negative 0.3% weekly return, while Best Buy ranked in the 92nd percentile across 500 sector peers. Within U.S. specialty retail, the group averaged negative 0.5% for the week and 3.9% over 12 weeks, well behind BBY's 27.6% quarterly gain. Breadth is constructive in activity, but narrow in trend and relative strength. Only 36.0% of names show active weekly trend signals, and just 21.0% show positive relative strength, although market dynamics breadth is stronger at 63.0%. The specialty retail industry shows a similar split, with 31.8% trend breadth, 63.6% positive market dynamics, and 25.0% positive relative strength. BBY is in the stronger subset because all three are positive for the stock. Market dynamics improve, while volume leaves confirmation incomplete. ShareMaestro market dynamics are positive, with activity pressure at 1.27 and relative strength at 8.76. The relative strength reading has improved sharply over the past 4 weeks, and the latest weekly return ranks among the strongest in the sector group. Still, the signal stack is not unqualified. Activity pressure is positive but carries no fresh buy signal, keeping the setup in a balanced rather than aggressively confirmed state. Volume is the main restraint on the evidence. Latest turnover was 17.3 million shares, or 0.9x both the 13-week and 52-week averages of 19.7 million. That is materially lighter than the 36.7 million shares that accompanied the 26.5% weekly jump on 29 May, and also below the 20.5 million shares behind the 4.0% gain on 26 June. The price action is constructive, but participation has not expanded enough to remove the question of follow-through. Risk sits in distance, volatility, and expectancy. The risk read is mixed rather than bearish. Recent volatility is elevated at 9.0% versus a 6.2% 1-year baseline. And the 52-week split still shows more down weeks than up weeks, 29 against 23. Average up weeks have been larger, at 5.8% than average down weeks at -3.6%. But the stock has also recorded 23.1% sharp loss weeks in the recent sample. Next week expectancy is negative at 40.89% for comparable setup states, which argues for watching the quality of any attempt to clear the $83.14 high. The key items from here are whether price can hold its high range position, whether activity pressure stays positive rather than fading, and whether volume can rise above average, with a 1.5 times ratio, marking a much stronger participation threshold. Research note: this article is for educational market research only and is not financial, investment, trading, tax, or legal advice. ShareMaestro does not make buy, sell, or hold recommendations.